Welcome to Cowboy Church with your host, Russ Weaver, and Susie McIntyre. So sit back and enjoy some good singing, some great testimony, and some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cowboy Church. My name is Susie McIntyre Eaton.
And I'm Russ Weaver.
And today is a subject line of what we all want to experience. Gratitude.
Gratitude. Yeah, being
gratitude.
Thankful. Being thankful.
We all like to receive it.
Yeah. And there, the Bible has a lot to say about it, but we're not going to talk about everything. We're just going to talk about the 10 lepers that Jesus healed, and only one came back with gratitude. And there's some great rewards for coming back with gratitude.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's really hard for people to be gracious, to be full of gratitude, and to say, thank you. I really appreciate that. Sometimes kids, I mean, one person, one of them, and they can even be in the same family. And one's like, oh, thank you for this. This is so yummy. I just love it. And just be so full of gratitude.
Right.
And the other one, you can't make them say thank you.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Twist it off.
Right. Twist it off. Well, sit back and relax. I'm going to sing a song. And Russ is going to talk about 10 lepers. You don't want to miss this. Welcome to Cowboy Church. We're so glad you're here.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that it saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I was blind, oh, but now I see. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me.
And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace.
The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine, but God here below, He will be forever mine. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me.
And like a flood,
unending love, amazing grace.
And like a flood, His mercy reigns.
Unending love, amazing grace.
Unending love.
In school, my older brother Paige could sing, my sister Reba could sing, so my second grade teacher figured I could too.
Oh Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thy hands have made, I see the stars, and I hear the roaring thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displays. So I sang this song at the second grade play.
Then sings my soul.
Can take it in, and that all that cross, my burden gladly buried. He bled and died to take away my sin. Now this is what we have to look forward to when Christ shall come. Shout of acclamation to take me home. What joy shall fill my heart. And then I shall bow, every knee shall bow.
We've arrived at Thanksgiving already, and it dawned on me that, man, this happens a lot faster than it used to when I was a kid. It used to take years for Christmas to come around, and now it seems like it just happened last week. We had Christmas and Thanksgiving, and they just blow in here and blow so fast that we just get through them and we're happy. But I tell you what, I love fall. Fall's my favorite season. And part of the reason for that is the weather, of course. But the other reason for that is I like the idea of Thanksgiving. It's the gratitude that is expressed at Thanksgiving. And there's some things here I want to talk about in the Word of God in Luke chapter 17. Probably one of my favorite stories about gratitude is this, and verse 11, and it came to pass as he went through Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests, which is what they did, is what they would do when they were healed of leprosy. They go show themselves to the priest, and they would make a decision as to whether or not they could return to society. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And when Jesus answered, said, were not there 10 men cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for the season of Thanksgiving. Thank you that we honor that in America and honor it for our culture, the culture that feeds America, for the crops that you gave us, for the things that you've done to allow us to be a part of your provision. Lord, I pray that today that we would find great hope in this message and that we would be able to more quickly align ourselves with who you are and how you want us to live. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you look at this, there's a couple of things that stand out. One that stands out is that all of them were cleansed. Now, there's some division on that because the guy that came back and said thanks, the Bible says, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. But when I look at it, here's what I see, and it's a pretty simple thing. And what I'm looking at is, you know, I had heart surgery in 2020, and so I've been wanting to play prevention since then, and so I'm trying to eat the right vitamins, eat at the right time, do the right thing, so that I can stay healthy. And one of the vitamin complexes that I use is it's a vitamin D2 and a vitamin K3 and magnesium. And the reason for that is this, is because they all work together for the overall good. D2 and K3 and magnesium work together and they have to be dissolved in fats. So if you take them with water, you lose part of the effect of them. But if you take them with fats, then they dissolve and they're able to do what they're supposed to do. And as I looked at this message, it kind of came to me how that worked. Is at first they all asked Jesus to save them, and he told them, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. And I looked at it and they all obeyed. They all went to the priest. They all obeyed. And because of that, they were all healed of leprosy. They obeyed. The second thing, only one returned to show gratitude. And because of this gratitude, the Bible says that Jesus asked him, he said, weren't there 10 cleansed? But where are they? Were the other 9, and they were not found. He said unto the man, he said, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. So the gratitude is something that goes with obedience. Gratitude and obedience work together. And then I looked at the second or the third aspect of this, and I learned something that Jesus said to him. He says, thy faith hath made thee whole. So this is exciting for me. This is really exciting because they all obeyed. They were healed of leprosy. Some people think maybe they didn't. It wasn't a healing that lasted. But if you look at that, the leprosy represented the body. It represented the flesh. And the flesh was healed. And they could all rejoice, but none of them came to show gratitude. But one guy, because of his showing of gratitude, the Bible says that Jesus said to him, your faith has made thee whole. So the gratitude made him or gave him faith, which is spiritual healing. See, people say this term, well, I came to faith when I was 13 years old. That's what they're talking about here. It says, thy faith, this guy came to faith because of his gratitude, because gratitude and faith work together. And then he said, thy faith, now operational and functional in you, has made you whole. And that word whole has to do not with the physical healing, not with the spiritual healing, but that he's physically healed. He's spiritually on the right track, and he's a complete person. Everything is complete because of his great faith. The Bible says that you'll know the truth. The truth will set you free. The real truth of this is faith is a wonderful, wonderful tool. I'm going to give you just a little bit of insight on what faith is. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That isn't just an abstract term. That is a contractual thing that God says. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? Hearing comes by the word. In other words, if we're not studying the word, there's not a chance for us to hear what God has to say, because the word is what verifies, confirms, and sometimes speaks the word of God. The word of God, the Bible being the word of God, becomes a manifest in our life that things change. So they were all healed of leprosy, but only one had an encounter with God that was a life-changing encounter with God and came to faith. And because of that coming to faith, he was a whole person. So the coming to faith part, when faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, that man, because of his gratitude, when he came to Jesus, he heard the next dimension of true and full healing. He spoke to him about faith. He spoke to him. He says, your faith, in other words, you show great gratitude. You have come to faith. And because of that great faith, you have been made complete. Now, gratitude is such an important thing. That's what Thanksgiving is all about. I talked to my grandkids a while back, and we'd taken them at the rodeo. They had some Ferris wheels and some different kinds of rides they could ride. Told them they could ride two rides and paid for the rides. And man, that was not enough for them. It happened too fast. And they were not happy riding home in the truck. I says, okay, then you get to go to Papa Russ's School of Gratitude. The School of Gratitude is this. We're gonna take turns of what we're thankful for. And that, so I said, I'm grateful for, and I turned to one of them and I says, your turn. What? What? You know how kids do. And I said, you have to think of something you can be thankful for. What are you thankful for today? Oh, I don't know. I've never played this game before. I said, well, it's going to be fun in a little while. You'll catch on. But right now you have to be, well, the one in the back decided she knew something she could be thankful for. So she presented that. I'm thankful for this. And then it's okay, your turn. And so we started taking turns with the grandkids. And you know, it wasn't long until the whole atmosphere in that pickup completely changed. All of a sudden, they're talking about all the things they're grateful for, all the good things that have happened in their life. Thankful for their moms, thankful for their dads, they were thankful for me. They were thankful for a ride home in the truck. They were thankful that God loved them. They were thankful for Jesus. And it wasn't long until there was just such an atmosphere in the truck that it was just kind of a dynamic feeling, especially for the old Papa Russ. My kids were involved in being grateful for what they should be grateful for. And guys, I think sometimes in our lives and in our nation, in our world, we don't just pause and take time between the Thanksgiving dinner and the Cowboys game to actually just spend some time and say, you know what, we're really thankful for. We're really thankful for a lot of things, and we've got a lot to be thankful for in this nation. There's a lot of things that need to be fixed, but in all the things that need to be fixed, we still have a nation under God And we're praying it will continue to be indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful today for the time that we get to celebrate Thanksgiving. Lord, we want to first of all turn our thanksgiving to you because you blessed us, you blessed our nation, you blessed our family, you blessed our churches. Lord, I pray that your continued blessing would follow us. And Lord, we know that we have to be faithful. We have to be obedient. And Lord, we know that we need to be grateful. And today we're grateful. We offer that to you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Isn't it amazing out of 10 different people who got the same thing, they got their healing, only one came and said thank you?
Yeah, I wonder if that's what the real percentages are, is the 10%.
I don't know.
Maybe that's what the tithe is all about.
Oh, maybe so. Well, hey, if you really, if you know where your blessing came from,
yeah,
you are more apt to give back and to have gratitude.
Yeah.
It's a good lesson. I hope we all fall into this perception and this ritual and this way of life to be in full of gratitude.
And who wouldn't want to be whole? Who wouldn't want to be whole?
Right.
Complete. Just a completed, not just healed of leprosy, but saved and born again. Mm-hmm. And then complete. That means fulfilling the very purpose that God had planned for his life when he was created in the womb.
Yeah. Because leprosy was awful. It was awful. I mean, you were shunned. You were not welcome anywhere. I mean, it was like a total outcast. And you can imagine how they felt. I mean, physically hurt.
Have you ever been to a leper colony?
No.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was it like?
It was bad.
Yeah.
You know, and you could see the white, and it would it first start to take the pigment of their skin, you know, like, and they're darker skinned people, and the pigment would become white, just white. And it would begin to go through that. And then it would begin to eat down into the flesh. Mm-hmm. And they said that their fingers would go, their limbs would go. Uh-huh. But the reason for that, and this will give you an idea what those leper colonies look like. The reason for that is that they would lose feeling in their fingers, kind of like a diabetes. Mm-hmm. They'd lose feelings in their fingers because of this. And during the night while they're sleeping, the rats would come in and eat their fingers off.
I gotcha. Yeah.
And it's a real thing.
Yes.
So those guys having leprosy, when they see Jesus and there's a little hope, they don't have much else to live for. They don't have, they're headed for, I've got to have help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were at the end of the rope, as we say it.
Exactly.
So they didn't have any other hope.
Right.
So when you're at the end of your rope, who do you go to? Who do you go to? And are you full of gratitude when someone helps you? No matter how small, full of gratitude. Father, we love you and praise you, and we're full of gratitude today for the opportunity to be on RFD and have Cowboy Church. Lord, I pray for those who are watching and listening to the sound of our voice. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to penetrate their hearts and, Lord, help them have gratitude for what's going on in their life.
Lord.
Even if it's bad, even if it's horrible, Father, I ask you to help us all to find one thing that's good, even half good, and, Lord, be grateful for
it.
We love you, Father, and praise you in Jesus' name. Everything you need to know about us here on Cowboy Church is on your screen. We'll see you next time on Cowboy Church. Y'all be safe and love one another.